Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 16th of March 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great weekend. Now, I'm going to start off by saying that I did put out a record, edited, done everything for the podcast on Thursday night. I even sent you the email saying it was out. But I heard back from quite a few people saying that, well, you could download it in the morning and in the afternoon it wasn't available. And I've been looking into it since then. Now, what I think has happened, Thursday night I decided to upgrade my server. Actually worked out cheaper, so it made sense. But also we've been having a few issues and I've got my IT guy looking into it, where the website just seems to be crashing for a few minutes every few hours. Basically, we think it's too much data on the website, too many bots and things like that, just taking and listening to podcasts and things like that, which we kind of expect. So upgrading the server wasn't a bad idea, but I upgraded the server. And when I've logged in, what I've noticed is that the episode that I uploaded on Thursday and the blog post that I did that accompanied it are not there. Despite writing them out, despite uploading and publishing everything, they are not there. So I think as the server migrated over onto the newer server, they may have got lost during that. I'm hoping that this one is going to come out absolutely fine and we're not going to have any problems. Fingers crossed, because I did notice also the email seemed to come out. As a bit of quality control, I actually get the emails sent to me on two different email addresses, and normally they come out straight away, but these ones seem to take up to 24 hours to come to me. So very, very confusing as to what's going on, but I've included Thursday's podcast, the link for that in this episode as well. Hopefully that's of some use to you. Now, being Sunday today and it is the 16th of March, it means that today we actually sowed our tomato seeds. The variety is Alicante. Now, I've spoken a lot about growing tomato seeds a couple of weeks ago on the main podcast, so you probably heard that is our seed of the month. But I think now is just about the right time to start sowing some tomato seeds. Whether you've got a heated propagator or not, they do need to be sown indoors. It's going to be too cold to sow them outdoors. I would still do them in a heated propagator just to make sure. But if you haven't got a heated propagator, just grow them indoors. They will germinate at the temperatures that we are getting. Admittedly, it has been quite cold this week, but I think they will be okay. Now, what I've done with my seeds is I've just taken one of my seed trays, filled up with seed sowing compost, dipped a hole about a centimetre deep and dropped a single seed into the hole, covered it back over and popped them into my heated propagator, where we will wait for germination. Now, ideally, I would like to do this with a collection of plug plants, just a single seed per plug plant starters. But unfortunately, they take up a lot of room, despite what we're trying to do to try and free up a lot of space. So we're doing it in trays for the time being. We are going to start moving on to plug plants again quite soon as space becomes more available. But that won't be tomatoes, it'll be other things. I'll get into that a little moment later on. But yes, we wait until germination and we've got to make sure they get plenty of light. And then we just wait for them to start growing their true leaves before we prick them out. Now, at this point, I would prick them out into plug plants starters just to give them a bit more room, multi-purpose compost, and allow them to grow. Now, if you are growing your tomatoes outside or in a greenhouse, just keep an eye on them. Pot them up as they are needed. If you're going to plant them in the greenhouse, then you'll be fine to do that from next month. I'm going to get mine in the greenhouse fairly soon, actually, but that's because some of mine are date back to January. But if you are growing yours outside, you want to wait until after the last frost has passed. Otherwise, they will die from cold. So wait until then before they go outside. Plant them up again, I'm not going to go too much because I've repeated myself a bit. Plant them up, give them a stake, and tie them in as they grow, and give them a good tomato feed once they start flowering, and then feed them every week. It really is easy to harvest the tomatoes as they are required. Now, one thing I would add, something that we have been talking about on the live stream tonight is companion planting, and two plants are particularly good as companion plants for tomatoes. One is marigolds, which have a really good fumigation effect, but the other is basil, the herb. A lot of people love growing basil. I particularly like growing basil, but it does the world of good when it comes to tomatoes as well, because the two actually help with flavour. Marigolds and basil are good choices for companion planting. Just put them in the same pot, just put them in the same soil, and they will work with each other and help each other out. I love companion planting. I'm trying to do a lot more of it this year because it just works so, so well. Now, one thing that I am going to talk about quickly tonight as well, I mentioned about having space for seed sowing, and that's because my worktops and things like that are incredibly full up with plants. We're really struggling. Wife is getting very, very upset with me, quite understandably. But what I've noticed, last week I put some plants out in my grow house. This was some chili plants, some aubergine plants, and it has been exceptionally cold this week. But actually, they have grown fine out there. So I've moved those three plants into my greenhouse, and we'll give that a week and just see how they get on in there. But what that tells me is that now I can start moving some of the plants out to the grow house. What this also tells me, I think, is that it is safe to start sowing some seeds without the need of heated propagators, or without the need of them being indoors even. Certainly peas and colder loving crops, we can start sowing directly in the ground or even outdoors to free up a bit more space. What I will be doing, so brassicas, cabbages, cauliflowers and things like that, they will start being sown in my greenhouse or in my grow house, because I think they're going to be warm enough to survive growing outside. I'm still going to offer them a bit of protection because that's how I do things, but I think those two spaces are going to start being used more for starting off our young plants, just to try and make use of the space that we have. It is difficult. It is difficult to try and grow lots and lots of plants while struggling with space. And this is why we wanted to pot up a shed in our garden specifically for seed sowing. It's still in our plans. We're hoping we're going to do that, or I certainly am, this year. It's going to be a long-term project, that. But I think we'll get there. I think it will be okay. The idea being, of course, just having a shed with lots of windows, lots of grow lights, maybe even some heat or something. Well, the idea being it just frees up the space indoors, because even our kitchen tables have plants all over them. Wife isn't happy. Worktops, kitchen worktops, window sills are full of these young plants. We're still going to have to err on the side of caution. If it's too cold in the shed, we're not going to put plants out there. But I think now it's all about trying to find as much space as we possibly can. I even think if the plants that are in the greenhouse survive, then we're going to plant up the autopots and get those up and running. Exciting times, to say the least. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up. Hopefully you're going to hear it all okay today. In the meantime, what was I going to say? You take care. I'll speak to you again next time.